And now here's a political game for you. Where in the world is former President Bill Clinton? If you want to play this game, you need to get out a very detailed highway map, because this week, Mr. Clinton has been sticking to the tiny back roads of North Carolina and Indiana. Along the way, the former president campaigns for his wife and at times for his own legacy. NPR's Robert Smith tagged along.
Bill Clinton was about a half an hour into this dense policy speech and just starting to get his rhythm when all of a sudden a woman in the crowd fainted.
We need some water and a paramedic over here.
Everyone had been waiting for hours outside the old train depot in Whiteville, North Carolina. It was a long, hot day, but Bill Clinton couldn't resist taking credit for the swoon.
If I knew in advance they were going to be all right at my age, I'd kind of like that. I didn't think I could make anybody faint anymore.
Well, a lot of things have changed. Back in the day, Bill Clinton used to play all the big stages, Madison Square Garden, the UN, the Oval Office. This week he had the touring schedule of an oldies cover band, town halls, little league fields. He stood on the back of a flatbed truck that still had the words "wide load" on the front.
The political press likes to make fun of me.
This is usually how Bill Clinton opens his show, by taking on his tormentors.
So there was an article in one of the magazines a couple of days ago talking about how I had been exiled to the countryside. Well, let me tell you something. I exiled myself there when we went to New Hampshire and we had to win, and I knew that the country people would bring us home, and sure enough, they did.
Oh, the crowd loves the underdog stuff. For these country folk, it's like the old Bill Clinton never left the stage. In Lillington, North Carolina, Clinton's visit was greeted by a banner newspaper headline that read, "Making History." They played Elvis on the speakers before he came out. In the town of Dunn, someone roasted a pig for the occasion. Down the road a bit in Hope Mills, Clinton's visit was the biggest hoopla they'd seen since the last 4th of July. There was a bluegrass band and singing school children. Fred Cole grew up here and said it was the first presidential visit they've ever had.
The town turns out for just about anything. This is where you see and greet a lot of people.
So seeing all these people doesn't necessarily mean they're all going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Correct.
The stage is set up on the baseball field, just off third base. You can tell a lot of people have come to gawk because they take a picture when he comes out and then they wander away as he speaks. Most of Clinton's speech is made up of serious policy arguments about Hillary Clinton's agenda, but on each topic he can't quite help slipping in a plug for the good old days of his administration. Here he is talking about his wife's jobs program.
Let me remind you, when I came here to North Carolina in 92, I said I had a plan for 8 million jobs, and you wound up with nearly 23 million.
And here he is talking about Hillary's tax policy.
When I was president, we had lots of millionaires, but the bottom 20% of earners increased their earnings in percentage terms more than the top 5%.
In the song Bill Clinton sings to these small towns, his administration was the golden age of the working man. And he says that nobody but he and his wife can bring that back. He always tells people that come out to see him that others may look down on them, but not the Clintons.
But I want you to know something. Hillary's in this race today with a real chance to win because of people like you. You know, if it had been up to the experts and the party elites and the wealthiest Americans who are Democrats, she'd be toast.
After the speech, no one brings up the fact that Bill Clinton pretty much meets his own definition. An expert, a member of the party elite, one of the wealthiest Americans. In the eyes of small-town voters, Bill Clinton will always be one of them. Catherine Klontz drove up from Tabor City to the speech in Whiteville just to watch the ex-president in action.
He's really charismatic. He does know the people's pain and what they're going through right now, the struggles of American people.
Now, that may have worked as governor of Arkansas, but he's a multimillionaire now. He lives in New York and still...
Call me a sucker, call me what you will, but I think he does, you know, understand and try to help the people.
Hey, it's a political gift, and Bill Clinton still knows how to use it. Robert Smith, NPR News.